Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
When the lugs all sailed away from Roebuck Bay that fateful day, the diver on the B-19 was Nakamura. Not yet 21, from the land of the rising sun, his homeland was the island Okinawa. In the deepest holes of the Lacerpede shores, to fulfill the pearling master's goals, went the diver of the B-19, Nakamura. His quest for the lustrous pearl, as strong as his love for the beautiful girl, he quit when he returned to Okinawa. But it's goodbye now, farewell, say goodbye to Okinawa. For today, they'll bury you in West Australia. Tropical squall, then the mercury began to fall. 40 fathoms deep was Nakamura. Set sail, no time to stay, for the storm began to rage, and they pulled to the surface the diver Nakamura. The agony in his eyes, an old Malay man cries. He knows the bends have got young Nakamura. Helplessly they cursed as the diver's lungs near burst, and he died on the deck, the boy from Okinawa. Cemetery in Broome, bearing gifts all deep in gloom, they walk with the body of the diver Nakamura. Headstones face the west, 1,000 divers lie at rest, and they're joined today by the boy from Okinawa.
But it's goodbye now, farewell, say goodbye to Okinawa. For today, they'll bury you in West Australia, and you will never be as one with the land of the rising sun.
Sayonara, sayonara, Nakamura.
Yeah, the beautiful voice of Uncle Seaman Dan with us in spirit. Sayonara, Nakamura. Here is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? Welcome to the program, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on the daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome, Black. National Talk, Black. Have you say, you mob. Here we are, 2025. I'd like to say 2020 thrive. And big shout out to Wu Chopperin. I was at their launch this morning for their welcome of the new year, 2025. And that's their slogan, 2020 Thrive. So there it is, you mob. So thrive, enjoy the year, grab the bulls with both horns, and live your life to the fullest. And a big shout out to Joy Savage, CEO there of Wu Chopperin, also chairperson. Serato, big shout out. And saw Sister Jade as well. Jade Guy, and shout out to all the team there, the staff, and fantastic. This is your daily program. Have you seen Yan Up Song, National Talk Black? Looking at ABC News, PM refuses to bite as Dutton seeks fight on Australia Day events. The Prime Minister has dodged questions over Liberal leader Peter Dutton's commitment to force councils to hold Australia Day events on January 26 if he wins the coming federal election. Mr. Dutton has escalated his long-running cultural campaign after last year calling for a boycott on Woolworths over its decision not to stock Australia Day merchandise, and last month saying he would not stand beside the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags as at press conferences if he became Prime Minister. With some councils shifting away from official celebrations on January 26, the opposition leader has vowed to make them hold citizenship ceremonies on Australia Day, saying the nation should not be ashamed of its national day. The rules of ceremonies were changed in 2022 to allow council to hold the events of Australia Day or 3 days before or after. But Mr. Dutton wants that reverted. The date Australia Day is held has become controversial since it marks the arrival of the British First Fleet to Australia, and for many Indigenous Australians, the beginning of generations of discrimination and disposition. In recent years, Australia Day has been marked with nationwide Invasion Day rallies opposing the day as a celebration and calling for the date to be changed. There's a picture here, 1,000 back in 2024, 1,000 gathered at the Invasion Day rallies. It looks like a march here across the Harbour Bridge. Thousands of people gathered at Invasion Day rallies across the country, backing Indigenous calls for a change of abolish of Australia Day. But the government has sought to avoid culture war as the federal election looms, trying to keep the narrative to cost of living issues and the government's election commitments. Pressed against it this morning about the issue, Mr. Albanese avoid weighing in, only noting his local council in Marrickville holds events on January 26. I'll be attending the National Australia Day commemorations in Canberra, as I've done every year, and which I've been a Labor leader, Mr. Albanese says. I hope that Mr. Peter Dutton this year makes a choice to join the National Australia Day celebration in Canberra. That is what I did as the opposition leader. Finance Minister Kay Gallagher made the same point when she was asked this morning, saying she had attended the official ceremony in Canberra for years but was not sure she had ever seen Mr. Dutton there. Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore, one of the most outspoken councillors on the issue, said her council supported changing the date of Australia's day, National Day. The date of a national celebration should not be on Invasion Day. The dispossession of Australia's First Peoples formally began with the proclamation of British sovereignty on 26th January 1788. That's why the 26th of January is so painful for so many. It's not a day of unity, but a morn of mourning or survival, Ms. Moore told the ABC. Australian Local Government Association boss Matt Burnett said government should be practical about the occasion. We have to be pragmatic and welcome the flexibility to hold these ceremonies, as there's a range of reasons why we should, why some councils don't hold events on 26 January, including extreme heat, staff numbers and costs, he says. As the closest level of government on our communities and most trusted, it's important to reflect the response to the needs of the local areas. And that's the statement in regard the the information regarding the Australia Day coming up, 26th of January. Maybe you want to talk about that. Still call Invasion Day. Here we are, 21st century, and still do not have a treaty for First Nation people in this country. Maybe you want to talk about that. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. That daily number again, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM, Bummer Prep Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out, NERS. Have your say, you mob, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Yeah, that the pussy out for them, my name, couple with that.
Yeah, that's Blue Mountains with Aunty Rita Mills here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. You can also text a brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget their Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Your host, the Bally One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nakari, live here at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bummerbip Media, 98.7FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. What does your year hold? 2020 thrive, I'd like to say, thanks to Wu Chopran. And is Emily, the lady there who works in finance. She came up with that slogan, 2020 thrive. As I mentioned earlier, I was at the welcoming of the new year for Wu Chopran this morning, and we had breakfast and nibblies, and it was good to catch up and had the speech there. MC was second in charge, Rachel Hamm, big shout out, and the CEO was Joy Savage, who spoke as well. And Uncle David, Pastor David Gila, who did the opening prayer, and Uncle Henry Formal did the smoking ceremony. Fantastic. And say a mob. And speaking of our mob, don't forget, it has been announced, the this year's NAIDOC's Week theme. And the theme for this year is The Next Generation, Strength, Vision and Legacy. So that's the celebration for this year's theme for NAIDOC. And the date there for the year of NAIDOC is Sunday 6th July 2023 to Sunday 13th July 2023. So there it is, your mob. Get ready to celebrate and yarn. But look, and we say NAIDOC week. Well, in actual fact, NAIDOC is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Have your say, yarn up strong here on National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Time kept in my mind of days that have gone, still feeling strong, and our world won't fade away, won't fade away. 'Cause one day, we will be together again. Past with memories that shaped our lives and set us free. Captured moments will always stay in my mind, in my heart. I won't cry and I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. 'Cause there'll be no wars, love will open doors, division and hate
will come to an end. We'll be all friends and be in peace, be at peace again. 'Cause one day, someday, one day, someday, one day, we will be together again. We will be together again. We will be together again. We will be together
Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
What shall we do now that the '90s are through? Everything bigger and better and faster. We could start anew with a different point of view, but don't let the power become your master. But I see it in your eyes, vacant staring eyes that used to look outside your window. And the world step outside, and you might be surprised. You know we are all sensual beings. I'll take a ride down by the seaside. Turn off your light, turn off your machines. But I see it in your eyes, vacant staring eyes that used to look outside.
outside your window, and the world going by. Oh, it might be fun, yeah, it might be smart. I look how far we've come, and how far we've grown apart. Take a stroll down by the waterhole, where we used to swim in those hot Decembers, when we were small. We reveled in it all. Do you remember? Do you remember? But I see it in your eyes, vacant staring eyes that used to look outside your window at the world going by. Outside your window, and the world going by.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Outside Your Window, Uncle Archie Roach with us in spirit here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say yarn up strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother, 0457140550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. National Talk Black, 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindi Country, BBM Bumber Bib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Sky News, more news here on Australia Day. Younger generations being taught to be ashamed of their nation's history. National Senator Matt Caravan claims the Australian Day poll shows the silent majority are the loud Australians. National Senator Matt Caravan claims the Australian Day poll shows the silent majority are the loud Australians. Support the Australian Day on January 26 has surged, with a new poll revealing that 69% of Australians want to keep the date, up from 63% in 2024. There's a backlash brewing here among young people. Mr. Caravan told Sky News host Paul Murray they've been taught to be ashamed of their nation's history, and the most and like most young people, they rebel against that. That's a statement there from National and Senator Matt Caravan here talking about Australia Day. What's your thought on it? A lot of our mob call it Invasion Day, Survival Day. There it is, the day before we lost our freedom on the 25th. There it is. Should they change the date? That's the talk. Dutton, of course, doesn't want to change the date, the shadow minister. But have your say. You can yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, we get on your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program, Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
You got me when you like, you got me when you want. When the sun goes down tonight, I'll be your love. I'll be your best friend, I'll be your loving king.
I'll do anything. You'll be my queen. I'll be there for you. I'll give you everything. I'll be true to you. I'll be your king. And when you're feeling all alone and you're feeling cold and down, let my love lift you high above the cloud. 'Cause you got me when you like, you got me when you want. When the sun goes down tonight, I'll be your love. Sun goes down, I'll be your comfort, be your love.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
This is a story of a man we all knew, who gave us everything, plus a part of his life. This man with a vision to create such a show, every day, every way, any day. Gone back to his dream time. Gone back where time. This man is a legend in so many ways. He's out with his music, we'll always say. And the sounds of laughter for the jokes that he told, every day, every way, any day. Gone back to his dream time. This man with a vision was one of a kind. He gave his last cent to anyone at any time.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say. Yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana, yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Now, Australia's national sport becomes inclusive for Queenslanders living with disability. Australia's love for sport is undeniable, with 90% of adults participating in sports at least once a year. However, for Queenslanders living with disability, this passion often meets barriers, with less than a quarter, 24%, participating in sports weekly. To bridge this gap and foster inclusive ahead of the Brisbane 2032 Games, Sporting Wheelies have introduced a brand new wheelchair cricket program launching into the Gold Coast on Wednesday 15. With the only catch of a yarn there with Grant Cunningham, coach of Sporting Wheelies wheelchair cricket team. And we have Grant on the line. Grant, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
Based on the Gold Coast.
Gold Coast, fantastic. So thank you for coming to the program. So we're talking about the brand new wheelchair cricket program launching Wednesday 15, Gold Coast. So tell us about this fantastic event.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all happening here on the Gold Coast. We've already had the Brisbane come and try day. It was absolutely a blast. We had a great time. We had up to 18 people come along in their wheelchairs and participate in Queensland and Australia's first game of wheelchair cricket.
Fantastic. So tell us more about the Sporting Wheelies, your new wheelchair cricket program. How long have you been involved?
Well, I've been involved with Sporting Wheelies for just over 12 months now. Mm. Sporting Wheelies have a lot of different programs. Wheelchair cricket is one of the new adaptive sports they're bringing on board. They have adaptive aquatics, have wheelchair fundamental skills where they learn skills inside the sports wheelchairs. They have wheelchair basketball,
yes,
powerlift and bocce. They have a whole range of different sports and activities available, and wheelchair cricket is the new one.
Graham, paint the picture. How do they play the cricket in the wheelchair, please, brother?
Oh, it's great fun. We own a wheelchair, and we bat and we bowl from our chairs. We have a fielding team and a bowling team. Because we all have different ability levels in our chairs, we can adjust the bowling action and also the batting action to suit the person who's batting and bowling.
Good.
And if you just picture a game of cricket in your head, just put all the players in a wheelchair, and that's exactly what we're trying to achieve.
All right. So when the ball's going along the ground, how do they get to the ball?
Well, if they're the batsperson, they'll just swing the bat and hit the ball.
Yes.
And the fielders will just roll their chairs over to where the ball lands, pick it up and throw it back to the bowler or the wicketkeeper.
Fantastic. How long has this been running for, Brent?
It's just been running. This is the first official program that we've run, but we actually had a come and try day last year, and we developed the program from our first trial.
Good.
And now we've got two competitions happening, one in Brisbane and one starting tomorrow on the Gold Coast.
Fantastic.
And hopefully
we're
hoping to expand it.
Well, good. If you look at wheelchair basketball, I mean, that goes off, doesn't it? You know, and they know how to throw the ball around there and shoot hoops and what have you. So we're doing the same for cricket, which is Australia's national sport. Why not?
Why not? We actually played on basketball courts. So we just set up the field inside the basketball court. And then we adapt the basketball court to similar to an indoor cricket game where you hit the ball past certain zones, you score runs, but the batsmen feel free to roll between the wickets. We can't run between the wickets. We just roll between the wickets to score extra runs.
So has competition is running as such in the country?
No, this is the first that we know of. So hopefully we can develop the program, get more awareness out there, and others can start joining all the fun of wheelchair cricket.
You guys have a web page or anything to that effect?
Yes, they can head off to sportingwheelies.org.au and all the information's there. It's Sporting Wheelies. Wheelies is spelled wheelies.org.au. Or you can check out the Facebook page by just going to the search function and putting in the word Sporting Wheelies, clicking search, and all the information about wheelchair cricket and other adaptive sports that Sporting Wheelies operate is all there.
Well, hats off to you. Thank you very much for sharing, Grant. All the best to all the cricketers. And I think it's a great concept. And we will be in touch, my friend. You take care, Grant.
I will. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye.
There it is. That's Grant Cunningham. His name is coach of Sporting Wheelies wheelchair cricket team. Australia's national sport becomes inclusive for Queensland's living with disability, which is great to see, because you're disabled doesn't mean your life stops. And very proactive for all our mob out there with disability. And here we have an opportunity, wheelchair cricket program, and it's launching on the Gold Coast on Wednesday, 15 January. Fantastic. And this is your daily program, National Talk Black. 10 minutes left on the program. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Not bad, the young, the old woman. I think I will spend my money along a right way, lady. Well, I think that the old woman you can sing by bloody good, the young old woman.
That's it. What are ya?
Yeah, the Deadly Brothers and Sisters Black Image Band, a big shout out. So we're going to catch up, have a yarn with Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, Trevor. Everybody, happy New
Year. All the
year
best. Happy New Year, yes.
Yeah, I heard Selwyn mention me yesterday, but I didn't hear what he said because I was sort of a bit away from the phone, but I thought I'd better ring up and...
Yeah, give you a big shout-out. Give you a big shout-out, brother. He did. Happy New Year to you from Selwyn.
Yeah, and I wish him the same too. I was glad to hear him. Well, I've had a... most of last year was all tied up with me talking about the cemetery.
Yes.
What I call the... Yeah, I've been a Torres Strait area and we've had the coming of the light.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I call it what's July happening one. Down here, coming of the darkness.
That's how you see it, my friend. Yes, that's your vision of it all.
Well, at the moment, I've got two crosses that I got back from the council and they're implanted in my front yard with all the lights on them because everybody had Christmas lights up and... And I'm
sitting here. You had your crosses up and decorated crosses with Christmas lights.
Yeah, mate, in the front garden, and that's where they're going to stay. And it's a disgrace, and they should be in the cemetery. I want to talk a little bit quickly about the council. I've got a couple of minutes. In the last year, mate, we had the first mayor. I've got his name now, mate.
Terry James.
Hey?
Terry James.
No, that's who we've got now, mate. This is the
Bob Manning. Bob Manning.
Yeah, we had Bob Manning, right? Mm-hmm. And then I put out flyers for the green patch in there and wanted. And then just after that, he pulled the crosses out the ground. He was the mayor then.
Mm-hmm.
So I should be better prepared. And then, Terry James come in. And then... the mayor. And then Eden got in. And then Muller quit, our Division 1 fella. And... we're going through mayors like everything, and I think some of it is connected too with this cemetery business.
Mm.
Across, it's a hate crime, mate. It is a hate crime. Well, I keep hearing about Israeli people in the synagogues being, but they pulled a cross out of a Murray in the ground, and my missus, my darling wife there. And not only that, they've disturbed all the graves and got in there with little things and dug the ground up and taken all the soil out from the wooden frames and the sand and all the coloured glass. Man, there's destruction. It is really the coming of the darkness. And I just wanted to let people know I'm still above ground. I get a old people coming around to see if I'm still alive. I'm not getting any younger, mate.
Yeah, brother, we are not. Mm.
And I'm just... want to continue talking on the show, but I just left the last couple of minutes. And
we've got to go to the news, but give us a call tomorrow. Let's continue the conversation, but thank you for your call, Tony.
Yeah, I'm still here, mate.
Okay,
good luck.
Tony Gibbs, have any say. We'll continue that yarn tomorrow. Trendy Trevor got a sign up for today's program. Thank you very much, your mob. Our second program for 2020, Thrive. Thrive, your mob. That's what it's all about. Live your life to the fullest. And once again, thank you very much, Wu Chopram, for the breakfast this morning. Your daily program is National Talk Black. 1 hour program has come to an end for today. Trendy Trevor, Murray from the Curry. I will yarn with you, mob, tomorrow. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon. Got the news coming up via NERS, National Israeli Service. Stay tuned for that. And we'll talk soon, your mob. Too deadly.
This is our story, this is our culture, this is...